Hello, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. Did you ever play the childhood game called telephone? One player whispers a message to the person beside them, and then that person whispers it to the next person, and so on down the line until it gets to the last person in line, and they say out loud what the message was that they heard. The end result is often quite funny, with the final whispered message bearing little resemblance to the original. Words get lost or twisted, and the original meaning is often lost entirely. The longer and more complex the message, the less chance it has of surviving the trip. As a game, this can be funny, but in real life, when it involves your business, not so much. In word-of-mouth marketing, communication is critical. Your success rests on the delivery and impact of your message. For example, you thought you said, "Hi, my name is John, and I operate a business that brings first-time mothers and their newborns together with dogs to help infants and pets adjust to living safely together." Somehow, though, by the time the person introduces you at a network meeting, your message has been transformed, and they introduce you like this. "Hi, everyone. I'd like to introduce you to Joe. He operates on infants who have been attacked by dogs. Let me just say, Joe, that it's wonderful you donate your time for such an important cause." Obviously, this is not a good scenario. You can imagine what kind of impact this could have on your business. Effective communication is absolutely necessary for a successful word-of-mouth marketing plan to succeed. Here are three steps to effective communication. Number one, be clear in your messaging. Number two, test your message out on someone from your target market and ask for feedback. Number three, adjust your message until you get the results you want. And if you're struggling with getting your message clear and concise, it may be time to hire a coach experienced in business networking that can help you to do just that. Thanks for listening, and to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.